Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's the happy 150th birthday to college football. This week marks the 150th anniversary of the first recorded college football game. It occurred on November the 6th, 1869. Would you care to take a guess who played in that inaugural college football game? Was it A, Texas versus Texas A&M? B, Georgia versus Georgia Tech? C, Rutgers versus Princeton? Or D, Ohio State versus Michigan? I'm sorry, that correct answer is C. The first college football game was played between Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey, and its arch rival from 20 miles down the road, Princeton University. The first game was played on the grounds of the Rutgers campus. With about 100 interested spectators watching along a fence, Rutgers prevailed by the interesting score of 6-4. The teams were playing a 10-point game in which every score counted just as one game and one single point. The initial rules were very rugby-like, but the first game invented something called the flying wedge. And no, Sergio Garcia, it's not that kind of wedge. The person carrying the football had a V-like group of blockers surrounding him to keep him from being tackled before trying to cross the opponent's goal line. During the middle of this unusual new game, the ball rolled near the fence where all the students were sitting. Two of the bigger players on each team ran hard after the ball into the fence, and then with the impact, knocked the wooden fence down and sent the students crashing to the ground. After the initial success of the game, the teams shared a meal together and planned next year's big event. The word spread and other Eastern colleges wanted to give it a go as well. You have to wonder what those gentlemen in 1869 would be thinking about their game's evolution 150 years later. Like this weekend, Alabama and LSU will play a college football game in Tuscaloosa with over 100,000 fans in attendance, willing to pay up to $500 per ticket, and a possible record number of television viewers for CBS on Saturday afternoon. My times have changed in 150 years. ESPN put together a very nifty list of the 150 greatest teams in college football's illustrious history. I reviewed the entire list today and found something interesting about many of these unusual teams. For example, team number 144, the 1951 San Francisco Dons. That team went 9-0 for the season. The Orange Bowl in Miami offered them a lot to play in the bowl game, with one single caveat though. The team was asked to leave their two African-American football players at home before coming to play in Florida. Now remember, this was 1951. The team refused the bowl bid though. And despite a perfect season, the Dons finished ranked number 14 by the Associated Press. Or how about team number 136, the 1919 Notre Dame Fighting Irish? This 9-0 Irish team featured running back George Gipp. Yep, that's the same one as Win One for the Gipper. Coach Newt Rockne considered Gipp to be his greatest player in Notre Dame history. Or how about team number 120, the 1942 Grambling University Tigers? Due to World War II, Grambling was able to field the team but just had 33 players. They became known as the Un-Team. Grambling went 8-0 and was undefeated, untied, and unscored upon for the entire football season in 1942. Let's take a look at team number 113, the 1986 Miami Hurricanes. This 11-1 team, coached by future Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson, had 34 of their 91 players eventually play in the NFL. How about team number 107, the 1924 Notre Dame Fighting Irish? A 10-0 national championship team that was featuring the most famous offensive backfield in college football history. The nickname the Four Horsemen was given to the backfield by legendary sports writer Grantland Rice after the team beat Army. At number 96, the 1902 Michigan Wolverines. What made them special? This legendary 11-0 football team was known as the Point-A-Minute Squad. They scored over 100 points in a football game, not once, but twice, beating conference rivals Michigan State and Iowa. They totaled 644 points during 11 football games that year. On the other end of the side, there's number 81, the 1939 Texas A&M Aggies. If you like defense, the 11-0 national champs from A&M allowed their opponents just 54 first downs in 11 games and only 1.7 yards per play to the other team. Those are both considered all-time records. Or how about team number 67, the 2008 Florida Gators? Now we're getting closer to your time. After an unexpected loss to Ole Miss early in the season, Gators legendary quarterback Tim Tebow issued the promise. The promise. He apologized to the assembled media after the loss at the game and declared that he will play harder than any other player in the country for the remaining games for the rest of the season. And it worked. Florida won every single game after that loss, finished 13-1, and won the BCS National Championship. Team number 60 had an interesting story, the 1973 Penn State Nittany Lions. Despite going 12-0 for the regular season and having a Heisman Trophy winning running back, John Cappelletti, in the backfield, Coach Joe Paterno's team finished number 5 in the final Associated Press poll after going 12-0. Well, the loud East Coast-based uproar about those final rankings for this Penn State team ultimately led to changes in the bowls and the playoff system, which we now have in place today. At number 45 is the case of the 1961 Alabama Crimson Tide. This 11-0 team won legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant his first ever national championship. It was a defensive juggernaut and surrendered only 25 points for the entire year and didn't allow a touchdown over the last 7 games of their undefeated season. At number 17 in this stellar list, the 1969 Texas Longhorns. Coached by Hall of Famer Darryl Royal, this 11-0 team showcased the wishbone triple option offense. Texas ran the ball an incredible 68 times per game versus only 13 passes. And who was number one, you ask? That was the 1971 Nebraska Cornhuskers. During a 13-0 perfect season, Nebraska handed the only loss of the season to the teams which ultimately finished number 2, Oklahoma, number 3, Colorado, and number 4, Alabama, in that year's final rankings. That's the first and only time in 150 seasons that it has occurred in that fashion. Another interesting tidbit was to read about how many of the so-called Game of the Century college football games, like this coming Saturday, have been played over the last 150 years. Let's just say that Game of the Decade is probably a lot more accurate and appropriate. Regardless, happy 150th birthday, college football. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.